Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course. Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis, the Further Education and Training Authority. Prepare today for tomorrow's in-demand careers. Visit thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Twitter has suspended the accounts of a number of prominent journalists who recently wrote about its owner Elon Musk, including Irish CNN reporter Donny O'Sullivan. Elaine Burke is the editor of Silicon Republic and she joins us now. Elaine, thanks for joining us on the programme. So what's going on?
Yeah, that's a great question. You wake up every morning and it's like, what's Elon done now? And it seems to be that overnight, so obviously this happened stateside, a number of quite prominent accounts, many of them journalists, have been suspended from Twitter. So Donny O'Sullivan, as you mentioned, the CNN reporter, Drew Harwell from Washington Post, Ryan Mack from New York Times, an independent journalist named Aaron Ruper, who happened to have over 700,000 Twitter followers. So some really, really significant accounts found that they'd been suspended. Many of them didn't understand their suspension, but what has transpired as we've compared and contrasted what's going on with the accounts that have been suspended, it seems to be any account that has tweeted about the account that was live tracking Elon Musk's private jet and sharing that information online, that's the link between these accounts. So that Elon Jet account has also been suspended, and other accounts that do live tracking of private jets. And also the Mastodon account has been suspended. So Mastodon is Twitter's emerging rival. It's a platform that takes a similar approach to posting content, but also has many, many differences. And they also happened to have tweeted about the Elon Jet account before their suspension. So that's the link that seems to be coming apparent there.
And the suspension, though, isn't working fully because they were able to circumvent it, weren't they?
Yeah, which is a sign as well that maybe things weren't done kind of as protocol should follow, because the suspension seems to have been incomplete in some ways, because another journalist, Katie Natopoulos from BuzzFeed, hosted what's called Twitter Spaces last night, which is an audio format that can be hosted on Twitter. And the Elon Jet account, Drew Harwell from Washington Post, and I think Matt Binder from Mashable, who was also suspended, they all managed to join that through their regular Twitter account. So they weren't on secondary accounts or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk also joined this space. And,
you're saying it's an audio discussion on Twitter Spaces. And we have a clip of Elon Musk having an exchange with some of those suspended journalists, including Drew Harwell of The Washington Post. Let's have a listen.
As I'm sure everyone who's been doxing would agree, you know, showing real-time information about somebody's location is inappropriate. And I think everyone on this call would not like that to be done to them. And there is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, so-called journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter journalist. You're a citizen. So no special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Drew, I don't think you were posting the real-time information, right?
I mean, you're suggesting that we're sharing your address, which is not true. And you're suggesting that we're posting. I never posted your address.
You posted a link to the address.
Okay, Elon Musk there speaking to Drew Harwell. So what happens next, Elaine? Where is this going to go?
So obviously the media platforms that these journalists are associated with have all released statements at this point. CNN specifically said that they want an explanation and they want to review the relationship with Twitter pending that statement from Twitter that explains why Donny O'Sullivan has been suspended. Washington Post and New York Times are probably take a similar stance. And what's interesting here is these platforms have to respond to this. I mean, this outright suspending of journalists for pretty spurious reasons, like some of them just linking to accounts and referencing them, you know, the way you'd mention an account in Twitter and that kind of thing. It just doesn't bode well for how Elon is going to be treating journalists on Twitter. And they all happen to have been critical of Elon as well. So it just doesn't look well. And even his own, own tone in that Twitter space is you hear him use the term so-called journalists. I mean, they are journalists. There's nothing so-called about it. So there just seems to be a stance being taken that's very anti-mainstream media and anti-journalism. And the accounts like the New York Times and CNN, they've already been like, have teams together talking about how they move forward in Twitter under Elon's leadership, where it's been more volatile and more contentious. Mm-hmm. The same way advertisers have their concerns about staying on the platform, and many of them have suspended advertising as well. I mean, one news source, CBS News, did briefly stop tweeting and said that they were not going to be using Twitter anymore. This was before any of this kicked off. This was for other reasons. But then they quickly rejoined Twitter. So there is that kind of... will they, won't they, thing happening, because they do use Twitter. It's useful to them to reach audiences.
Yep.
But this might turn into something of a protest.
Absolutely. They have big decisions to make. The Washington Post, CNN, the New York Times and others. Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Now, coming up next, what you wish you'd known before you bought an electric vehicle. Listeners who do drive an EV have been giving advice to those who might drive an EV. And if you have any advice to add to that, send them in to us now, 51551 electric cars. That's next.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.